This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Last week, we spoke about how there's nothing worse than working in an organization with a bad culture and about the perils of working in a toxic environment. I also highlighted five signs that indicate you work in a great place, and I know what you're thinking. If you're not tearing your hair out, it must be an okay place to work, right? Or is it? This is 5 for Fortune, bringing you 5 do's or don'ts to help you navigate the challenging world of business. I'm Maya Tan. Now, the 5 signs we spoke about last week include: number 1, people are waiting in line to join your team. Number 2, turnover is low. Number 3, top leaders are not insecure about other leaders succeeding. Number 4, gossip isn't tolerated. Number 5, team members are energized by the mission. But the list is definitely longer than that, and your happiness is for sure the key to building a better career. So here's part 2 of signs that indicate your company has a great culture. Number 1. People are smiling. When you walk the hallways and you see people smiling, enjoying conversations, and having a good time in the midst of high productivity and intense focus, that's a good sign. There's nothing worse than deathly silent hallways where people are afraid to speak or interact with each other, or if everyone is hiding in their own cubicles and not communicating.
Number 2.
It's not just a job. When people go to the movies, hang out at one another's homes, and sometimes even vacation together, this doesn't mean they don't have other friends. It just means that they really enjoy the company of the people they work with, and that's quite healthy. And if, as an employee or leader, you get a sense that you really matter, that is important. You aren't just people fulfilling tasks, but the culture, systems, language, and structure also communicate value. And that's a clear sign that there's a healthy culture in your organization.
Number 3.
Fear is missing. People don't fret if they say the wrong thing in front of the wrong person, and they aren't hushed conversations because of the fear of what will happen if they are overheard. Employees in an organization with a great culture can walk into the boss's office with a concern and walk out knowing that they were heard and that a solution is underway. There is no way your job is satisfying if you're constantly living in fear.
Number 4.
Communication is strong. The culture is healthy if, from the top to the bottom, people communicate. The staff isn't surprised with information they didn't hear until it's announced, or came out in a new product brochure, or worse, a memo. It is communicated well in advance, with leaders even asking the staff to help find solutions before a decision is made, before it's announced. Regular events to facilitate communications is a good sign, whether it's a town hall, team lunch, or weekly update meeting. But what's even better is if you regularly talk to your colleagues face-to-face about work, even when there isn't a scheduled meeting. And this is better than sending an email, waiting for a reply, or hiding behind a text message. If face-to-face is your first go-to means of communication, things are definitely healthier in your organization.
Number 5.
And finally, change is welcome. It's a good sign if, in your workplace, people aren't afraid of change. It's not that everyone likes change, but if most of your colleagues don't dread it because they've been through it enough times and have seen the leaders in your company manage change with care and dignity, then you know you're in good hands. When people resist or put up barriers to change and forward motion, that's when things get stuck and progress and innovation become stilted. Don't work in a place like that. Now, identifying the evidence of a great culture is all fine and good. This list might be discouraging if you aren't working in an environment with such a culture. But I'd like to say, you have the power to change the culture, one day at a time. Building a healthy culture could actually start with you, perhaps by having healthy relationships with co-workers and superiors, setting healthy boundaries with them, and opening the lines of communication. And here's to a better work experience for all of us. This is 5 for Fortune with me, Maya Tan, on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.